Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. Epic Games has revealed plans to reintroduce Fortnite on iPad exclusively in the European Union, EU. This decision comes in the wake of the European Commission's directive that Apple's iPad OS adhere to the Digital Markets Act, which already applies to iOS. This regulatory development has enabled Epic to also plan the reintroduction of Fortnite to the iOS App Store within the EU. In addition to the game's return, Epic is advancing its efforts to launch the Epic Games Store on both Android and iOS in the EU. Tim Sweeney, the CEO of Epic Games, has expressed ambitions for the Epic Games Store to emerge as the leading multi-platform software store. He emphasizes a competitive payment system, reduced fees ranging from 0% to 12%, and the allure of exclusive games like Fortnite as key strategies. During the recent State of Unreal event, Epic further detailed its plans for the mobile version of its game store, promising mobile developers the same favorable conditions as its main platform. This includes retaining all revenue generated through their own payment systems for in-app purchases. Fortnite's removal from mobile platforms nearly 4 years ago followed Epic's introduction of a direct payment mechanism that offered players V-Bucks at reduced prices. This move, which breached Apple and Google's App Store regulations, led to the game's removal and subsequent legal battles with both tech giants. Now, with regulatory changes in the EU, Fortnite is set to make a comeback on iPads in these regions. Square Enix has announced significant losses due to the cancellation of several in-development projects, leading to an extraordinary loss of 22.1 billion yens, roughly $120 million, for the fiscal year ending March 2024. This decision aligns with President Takashi Kiryu's strategy to streamline the company's game development efforts, aiming for a more selective and focused allocation of resources. This move is a continuation of Kiryu's vision shared in a November investor Q&A, where he emphasized the need for Square Enix to diversify its gaming portfolio while concentrating on fewer, more distinct projects. He noted the company's historical reliance on certain gameplay styles and genres, largely due to the success of major IPs like Dragon Quest and Final Fantasy. Kiryu highlighted the market's growing polarization between blockbuster and indie titles, acknowledging that many of Square Enix's games had previously occupied a middle ground that no longer aligns with current market trends. The recent financial adjustments and project cancellations are part of Square Enix's broader strategy to adapt to these shifting market dynamics and customer preferences, focusing on higher impact projects and clearer distinctions in their gaming lineup. The specific projects that have been cancelled or rescoped were not disclosed in the shareholder notification. The launch of Grey Zone Warfare has swiftly climbed the ranks to become Steam's best-selling game, overshadowing even Escape from Tarkov during a period of community discontent with that game's developers. However, despite its sales success, Grey Zone Warfare has received mixed reviews from players who are reporting several significant issues. The game, which entered early access on April 30, 2024, offers tactical FPS gameplay that appears to have attracted players amidst the ongoing backlash against Escape from Tarkov. However, players are reporting problems such as poor performance, with some unable to achieve 60 frames per second, despite having hardware above the recommended specifications. AI behavior has also been criticized, with reports of enemies either being overly aggressive from implausible distances or behaving erratically, such as standing in the open without reacting. Users have also highlighted a lack of basic quality of life features, such as the inability to switch factions or recreate characters, which restricts the ability to play with friends if an initial choice does not align. Complaints extend to the user experience, with overly loud music during character creation and clunky movement mechanics. Additionally, some players have described the game's monetization tactics as very shady, particularly criticizing a policy where upgrading the game makes it non-refundable, regardless of the quality of the experience. Blizzard is taking a fresh approach with Diablo 4's upcoming Season 4, named Loot Reborn, by focusing significantly on revamping the game's itemization and build crafting systems rather than introducing new seasonal mechanics or narratives. This pivot aims to address core aspects of the game's loot system, which has been a point of critique among players. Tim Ismay, the lead producer of Seasons, highlighted that after assessing feedback and game performance, the team decided that the most impactful update they could provide was a foundational change to how the loot system functions in Diablo 4. This includes a comprehensive update to itemization that simplifies affixes, making them easier for players to understand and more relevant to gameplay, and introduces a new tempering system that allows for greater customization of gear. The season will also see a complete overhaul of the Codex of Power, which aims to streamline the way players interact with aspects and their crystals, enhancing the user experience and reducing complexity. Additionally, the introduction of greater affixes promises to bring more potent capabilities to loot, potentially altering the endgame build strategies significantly. After several delays, Zynga has finally confirmed that Star Wars Hunters will be released on June 4th for Switch, iOS, and Android platforms. Originally announced in March 2021, the game faced multiple postponements from its intended launch dates throughout the following years. This free-to-play 4v4 arena shooter aims to meet the high expectations set by both developers and fans, promising a polished gaming experience. Upon release, Star Wars Hunters will offer players a variety of gameplay options, including three distinct classes: damage, support, and tank. The game will also introduce five unique battlefields, each providing a backdrop for the intense 4v4 third-person action. These include locations such as an Ewok village, the Dune Sea outpost on Tatooine, and a dramatic Death Star crossfire scenario featuring aerial combats between X-Wings and TIE fighters. Despite previous mentions of a hutball mode, similar to what's seen in BioWare's MMO Star Wars The Old Republic, there is currently no update regarding its inclusion in the upcoming game. The character roster at launch will include a variety of unique figures from the Star Wars universe, such as a boulder-throwing Wookiee, a droid Jedi, a pair of Jawas, a Mon Calamari manipulating a droid, and a Rodian cartel doctor. More details about the game and its features are expected to be unveiled as the release date approaches. Kyokan Interactive, the studio behind Deliver Use Mars, has announced significant layoffs due to challenges in securing publishing partnerships for its upcoming projects. In a heartfelt statement on X, co-founders Cohen and Paul Dietman expressed their profound disappointment over having to dismiss their team following unsuccessful efforts to secure investment and publishing deals, particularly after their recent participation at the Game Developers Conference. Despite these setbacks, the Dietmans remain determined to revive Kyokan Interactive. They expressed a deep commitment to rebuilding the studio from the ground up and continuing the legacy of their games. The studio initially gained recognition and community support through Kickstarter, highlighting the critical role of their fan base in their past and future endeavors. Looking ahead, Kyokan Interactive plans to launch a Kickstarter campaign for their next game, Deliver Us Home, as they seek alternative funding routes to bring their projects to life. It's exciting to see Rise of the Ronin performing so well even before its official release, suggesting strong potential for its impact on Koei Tecmo's portfolio. According to their latest financial report, the game's early sales are already outpacing those of its spiritual predecessors, Nioh and Nioh 2. This is significant, considering the Nioh series had reported a cumulative shipment of 7 million units globally by 2022. Koei Tecmo has high hopes for Rise of the Ronin, viewing it as a key driver for their mid- to long-term growth. The game has garnered very high user scores and generally favorable reviews on Metacritic, with particular praise directed towards its combat system, storyline, and visuals. Set in mid-19th century Japan, this open-world action RPG allows players to navigate the complexities of the era through the eyes of a nameless Ronin, adding a rich historical and cultural backdrop to the engaging gameplay that Team Ninja is known for. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we've ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.